Hello, and welcome to File 6 of the Odin Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. In this file, we will be showing you a third-party SMS app that a lot of visually impaired people use and actually prefer over Hangouts. To get this app, you have to install it from the Play Store. We will show you how to do this in the next file. Chomp SMS, in some respects, is just like the original messaging app that we're used to in Jelly Bean in prior days. Let's go ahead and dive right into it.
12:28 a.m. Unlock. Home. Hang it. Phone. App drawer. Apps. Clock. Chrome. Chime time. Chomp SMS. Conversations.
Okay, so when you open Chomp SMS, you're placed into a conversation view, just like you are in Hangouts. However, this one is easier, in my opinion, to start a new SMS.
List showing 0 items.
One of the other things I like about this one is if you want to delete all your conversations in one shot, it's very easy to do. Now remember, we're only giving basics on how to do things. There are a lot more options in some of these apps, at any rate. We just give you enough to get up and going. So let's go ahead and show you how you would send an SMS on this particular app. Up in the top right corner is your More Options button. In a lot of apps, the button is in the top right, although sometimes it's in the bottom right. So from time to time, depending on the app, you're just going to have to look for where it is. In this case, it is in the top right. Just like in Hangouts, New Message is just to the left of the More Options button.
List showing 0, More Options button. New Message. New Message. Portrait Main Keyboard Initial Caps.
All right, this one, as you saw, the second I hit New Message, it immediately opened my keyboard, which, in my personal opinion, this is what the old original SMS app used to do, and this is what I like. What it has done is put us in the To field. So I can either start typing a name that's in my contact list, or I can type a phone number here. I'll actually type my name, because I do have myself in my phone.
Capital B, H, J, capital J, switch to initial caps, A. R, O, X, D, space, Jared.
All right, as I'm probably the only Jared in my contact list, let's look right below that edit field. The edit field is in the same place it was in Hangouts, up at the very top. Right below the edit field should be an area where if it's found anything that matches what I typed, it'll show it.
Jared Jitcha, home, 5-6, Jared Jitcha, mobile, 5, Jitcha less than...
What I did was I double-tapped on the one that showed my mobile number. And what it's done is it's now got my name and my mobile number in the edit field for a text message. Now, unlike the original SMS app that we are used to, at least those of us who have been using Android for a while, it does not automatically put you in the text message field once you've added someone to the To field. We have to do that on our own. So let's now look for the edit field for our text message.
Edit box. Type a message.
The edit field.
Double tap to enter text.
The edit field shows up right above the keyboard. So I'm going to double tap the text message field.
Portrait main keyboard initial caps.
Okay, so now I'm ready to start typing my message. Again, I'm going to use voice dictation as that's what I'm more comfortable doing.
Recent apps, period. Switch to voice input.
This is another test message, period. This time, comma, we are using Chomp SMS, period. We are showing people how to use this app, comma, and why it's better than Hangouts in some respects, period.
This is another test message. This time, we are using Chomp SMS. We are showing people how to use this app and why it's better than Hangouts in some respects.
Okay, that sounds right. There were no mistakes, so let's back out of here. In other words, close the keyboard.
Back button. Keyboard closed.
A lot of times that's how you can close your keyboard, is to hit your back button. In other words, double tap your back button, and it should say keyboard closed. You don't have to close the keyboard. You could leave it open, especially if you know you're going to be sending this person another message, or if you know that you're going to be in a conversation with this individual. I, however, have chosen to close the keyboard. So now what I need to do is find the send button. In this app, the send button is not labeled. So what would happen is when you find the edit field that has your text message and you swipe to the right, you're going to hear a graphical number. However, on my phone, you won't. This is because I've labeled the button. I will show you exactly how I did this here in just a moment, because mine will say edit label. However, I can still go there just to show you how to do it. So at any rate, I'm going to touch the edit field where my text message is.
Edit box. This is another test message. This time.
And I'm going to swipe to the right until I hear it say send SMS, because that's how I labeled the button.
1/1. Send SMS button.
1/1 means that it's only a one page text message. It's only going to send one message. Now that I am on the send SMS button, as you saw on mine, it's labeled. Let's show you how to label this button, because you probably heard a graphical number. Let's do an up then right gesture.
Edit box. This is another test.
Now, as you see, even sometimes someone who's been using Android for a while can still mess up the gestures.
Edit box. One send SMS button.
And when you do mess up the gesture, if you're going to be labeling a button, you have to refine the button again. For the simple fact is you need the button highlighted so that you can label it. So let's try the gesture again.
Touch the screen and explore in cancel. Remove label. Edit label.
Okay, so instead of add label, I have edit label and I have remove label. Let's go to edit label just so that you can see what's here.
Portrait main keyboard lowercase.
Mine does the same thing yours would do. The second you hit add label or edit label, it immediately puts you in a text field and opens your keyboard for you. This is where you would type in your label.
Cancel button. Edit box. Send SMS.
Now, as you see, in my edit field, it says send SMS. I did not put the word button there. I just put send SMS. Once you're done doing that, you simply hit the OK button.
OK button. New message. Portrait main keyboard initial caps.
And because we're in an SMS app, sometimes this happens when you close or when you hit the OK button to label an app. Sometimes your keyboard closes but then reopens because you are still in a text message. I don't want this open, so I'm going to go ahead and hit the back button to close my keyboard.
Back button. Keyboard closed.
All right, so now I'm going to find that button again.
Edit box. This is another test message. Send SMS button.
What you can also do to
Double tap to select.
What you can also do to find the button is once you find the edit field where your text message is, simply slide your finger to the right, and you'll find the send SMS button just to the right of the edit field. Just double tap this button.
Edit box. Type a message. Showing item 1/1.
And as you saw, there goes the message. And here in just a moment, my other phone is going to go off and show that we've gotten the text message. And there it is. So that's how you send a message on Chomp SMS. I can now show you how you would read one.
Back button. Back button. Conversations. Jared Jitcha, 1 minute ago. This is another test message. This time, we are using Chomp SMS. We are showing people how to use this app and why it's better than Hangouts in some respects.
All I did was when I hit the back button, I ended up in the conversation list. And as you see, right up at the top is the message that I just sent. If I wanted to go into this conversation and send another message, I would simply just double tap the conversation, find the edit field down at the bottom, double tap the edit field, and type my message and hit send SMS. This app does have a lot of features to it, a lot of which we're not going to get into in this particular tutorial, as again, we just give you the basics to get going. However, feel free to explore the More Options button. Real quickly, one thing I do want to show you, however, is if you want to delete all of your conversations in one shot, it's very easy to do in Chomp SMS. I haven't figured out how to do this in Hangouts, which is why I like Chomp SMS even better. Find your More Options button, again, top right corner of the conversation window.
New message, More Options button, showing 6 items.
And as you see, there are 6 items in this menu.
Settings. Delete multiple. Delete all. Change log. Mark all as read. Speak unread.
So we're going to do delete all.
Delete all. Alert all conversations will be deleted. Include locked messages. Cancel. Delete. All conversations will be. Include locked messages. Cancel. Delete button. Conversations. List showing 0 items.
And as you see, all conversations are now gone. I strongly encourage you to check out the rest of this app and what it does have to offer. Feel free to use all of the talkback gestures that we've taught you through this tutorial, as in most cases, this is how you can navigate a lot of your apps. While swiping left to go backwards through the screen and swiping right to go forward through the screen, does work in most cases. There are going to be some cases where it does not work. The Play Store, which we're going to be showing you in the next file, is a perfect example where swipe sometimes does not work, and you have to use Explore by Touch.